Saturday, and it's Late Night with Deanne, and I'm your host, Deanne Burley. Folks, I have a brand new blogger for you to go to, which is conspiracyradionetwork.wetpaint.com, conspiracyradionetwork.wetpaint.com, and you can go in there and you can click on to the various radio broadcasts when I'm on. And there's archives up there and other information. Also, you can go to conspiracyradio.com.webpaint.com. I just put a whole lot up in regards to the issue of the Drew Stacy Peterson disappearance case in Bolingbrook, Illinois. Lots of things going on in the news, lots of things, and we're going to cover it here. Today, we're going to talk the first hour with a woman that has been struggling with the judicial system that is in California. Now, her struggle is one that is the same as many of us all across the United States, because it seems that people are yelling out all over the place that there is a huge malfeasance in law, a situation where judges hearing cases are not applying the Constitution or the laws within the state or municipal code. There are other things that are going on that even, you know, are at the level of basis of saying that, you know, the judicial system is just so corrupt, it can't go on. It needs fixing because of the things that are going on. Now, Barbara, who is in California, had filed workman compensation. That's just something we never really covered a whole lot. But that is another situation that begins with an issue that people, many of them, don't get the right in court to have a hearing, don't get workman's compensation as it's allegedly applied. Employers have to pay through the nose for it. And so on the back end, we do. And the bottom line is the worker that is injured or needs assistance, there's nothing there. And then whatever happened to the jolly old law in regards to disabled and disadvantaged people out here? It seems as though that doesn't even work in court. The laws of OSHA, the laws, they're supposed to be a standard to protect people's rights that have disabilities, illnesses, and things. That's another thing that's gone to the wayside. Well, the first hour, we're going to talk about this with our guest, Barbara, and her plight in California court. Second hour, we're supposed to have a second special guest. We're hoping he'll be on. And the third hour is going to be an open line to discuss anything that might be on your mind. Callers, the call-in number here is 800-313-9443. Now, if you want to write to me at any time, you can. My mailing address is Deanne Burley, D-A-N-N-E, Burley, B-U-R-L-E-Y, 450 Rogers Street, 450 Rogers Street, 2E, Downers Grove, Illinois, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515, and you can call me at 630-930-9782, because I answer everyone. My email address is deanne.burley@gmail.com. I'm going to bring up John Alastasis after this break. I'm just letting you know, hey, we need to talk about these things and do something. Solution is the only way, you know. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, folks. We're back, and this is Deanne. Monday through Friday, I'm on TruthRadio.com, Blog Talk Radio, 6 to 7 Central Time. Also, I'm now live later in the day, usually 9 p.m., and I have a number of broadcasts on Blog Talk, Truth Radio, Now Live, Internet Chat Cafe out of South America, thanks to Claudia Nelson, and there are more, so just tune in. By the way, also, if you have a cellular phone service currently and you're paying a whole bunch of money, hey, there's a deal going on right now, $99 a month, unlimited plan, unlimited talk, unlimited everything. So if you're interested in this plan, contact me, Deanne Burley. I'll give you details. Call me at 630-930-9782. We could talk about getting you in a plan that will cover everything, and it's a good thing to have. We're going to bring John on. John Alastasis, are you there?
Hi, Deanne. Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good there. We had just a cold day. It was down to 20 this morning, and they stayed there pretty much most of the day. I didn't get much higher than, like, you know, low 30s. And it's pretty cold.
Mm-hmm.
I got a chance to pay bills and listen. My father has, like, internet television where I don't have that, and I got to listen to National Geographic, and I was appalled by it. They had a show on where special forces went into Afghanistan, and one of them was killed. And they made it look how gory it was and how bad it was, and that, you know, there was a mistake made, and they were able to get out, but they lost some friends and whatnot. But they didn't mention how the Afghanistans were killed also, and that we're over there illegally because 9/11 was a hoax, and it was all generated for the war machine. And then it got in how Afghanistan in 2007 has had a bunker crop on opium, and they don't talk about how our government's been in help to help create that, and we've got our secret government is promoting that to help down this country, and they promoted that. All these negativities of propaganda is what I want to call it, and geez, you see it so plainly today, knowing what's going on around us. It was sickening. It's no different than the mind control of them telling us JFK was a one-bullet assassination, and then National Geographic played a one-hour series where we had plastic mannequins, and yet we watched the Struder film where he was shot in the throat, his head was blasted forward, and then his head was blasted backwards. And the Warren Commission is given a one-shot scenario, and they put this block up of this wall in our mind that, oh, it's one shot.
I want to stop you on that, because at the end, on the last hour, we're going to talk about the media. We're going to talk about scripted media and things you're talking about in detail, because I think people need to hear what is going on out here before and current, and understand what we're seeing and what we're not. It's kind of like a kind of magician trick, if you want to, you know, be fruitful about it. But I'm going to bring my guest on now, John. Her name's Barbara. She's out of California. She was a nurse, and she had a situation with a lawsuit she filed relating to a situation with workman's comp. And she also has brought another gentleman on. His name is David, who's been working with her to compile this information. And Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am, Deanne. How are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Now, can you tell the audience about what happened to you briefly in, you know, layman's terms of what caused you to file workman's comp out there in California?
Yeah, I sure can. What happened is I was working as a registered nurse in labor and delivery in a hospital in Bakersfield, California, at San Joaquin Community Hospital. This is a hospital owned and operated by the Adventist Health System, which is basically the Adventist Church. And what happened, I was working the night shift there in 1994, and I had a patient who was in labor delivering a baby kick me in the head. My head struck back, and I hit a concrete wall. I immediately went to the emergency room, and basically that's where the nightmare started. The emergency room doctor did not do what you would expect someone to do to evaluate a head injury, and basically sent me home with some Tylenol and said, oh, there's nothing wrong. And the next morning when I was brushing my teeth, I started losing some teeth, and I had terrible headaches. And I went back to my employer, and I said, look, my teeth fell out. I need to see a dentist. I need some treatment. I got this terrible headache. I got terrible neck pain. And they basically put me under the bus and said, well, the doctor said there's nothing wrong with you, so you don't have a claim. I did file a workers' comp claim immediately and basically kept on working, waiting for them to send me to a doctor like they were supposed to. Nothing happened. In the meantime, I happened to stumble across a physician who was practicing medicine under the influence of some kind of drugs, narcotics, whatever. He had a long-standing history of this. And I took it upon myself as a nurse to turn him in. Well, that's when the retaliation started. They weren't going to give me any medical care. They were really mad at me for turning in this physician who now no longer has a medical license. And they just didn't treat me. I finally, going back and forth, I finally in 2000 received an award and order from the WCAB, which is the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board. And this award and order basically awarded me lifetime uncapitated medical treatment for all my injuries. And that was in 2000. We're now in 2007, 14, 15 years later, and I'm still waiting for my medical treatment. I was able to obtain a jaw surgery in 1998, and finally last year I was able to obtain a cervical fusion because I had a disc stuck in my spinal cord for all these years. But my spinal surgery was basically covered by Medicare because I'm on Social Security now. and basically lost everything I worked for, have three kids, raised three kids in this. And what happened, what brought me to bring more suits forward was that after I received my award and order, the Adventist Health System hired an attorney who was already proclaimed vile, conniving, and despicable by the California courts. And he went around and told all my doctors, basically, I was a liar, I never got an award and order, and he threatened them, he harassed my doctors. If they continued to treat me, it would be on their bill. I was responsible for all the medical bills. And so in 2001, I took it upon myself to file a state racketeering case in the state court in Bakersfield under racketeering, under RICO. And this case finally now was supposed to go to trial, but of course the Adventist Health System has been appealing this. It's on appeal in the state court, at the Supreme Court right now, excuse me. And as soon as we get that judgment back, hopefully we can finally go to trial. I then also filed a federal lawsuit in the federal court system, and I was just declared by the federal court system a vexatious litigant. The Adventist Health System also took it upon themselves when I was testifying in front of the California Fraud Commission. They hit me with 8 or 9 sham restraining orders. And when I went up to Placer County to go in front of the judge and defend myself and find out why there was this restraining order against me, why I was so dangerous, the defense attorney for the Adventist Health System, a gentleman out of Sacramento, basically said, well, he said to the commissioner, well, she's writing all these letters to the federal government. And so now I've been declared a vexatious litigant. I have 9 standing restraining orders on me. And they basically ruin your life. And it doesn't matter how hard you fight. They'll bribe magistrates, they'll bribe judges just to get what they want. And actually what's real interesting, this just happened within the last week and a half, there was one findings and recommendation that apparently was put out by the magistrate declaring me a vexatious litigant. I never received the order. And then the next thing I know, the federal judge in Sacramento writes a permanent order declaring me a vexatious litigant. So there's the first part where I didn't even have I wasn't even given a chance to appeal. And then on Friday a week ago, there is a there's a website in California called workerscompensation.com or something, and it's run by the insurance company and by defense attorneys, and they put out a big article about me. Oh, she's going to be sanctioned, she's been warned, she's not allowed to file appeals anymore. And this came from the Fifth Appellate regarding an appeal I did in the workers' compensation arena, because I was able to prove that the judge and another gentleman were in cahoots and tampering with medical records. And I, to this day, now we're a week and a day later, I have to this day not even seen that order in my hand. The only way I've seen it is on the internet, and I can't even use that to file an appeal because it's, you know, it wasn't sent to me by the court. So that just shows you that no matter how hard you try, eventually the judicial system doesn't give you your rights to do anything. And when they declared me a vexatious litigant, they basically came out and said, well, I can't bring forth any claims against a judge. I can't bring forth any claims for violation of my civil rights. I can't bring any claims under the American Disabilities Act. And on the list goes. And what really is mind-boggling is this Adventist Health System and the Adventist Church, because I run a website, www.barbclark.org, and I just found out about a case of a gentleman. It's on my website. His name is Lawrence DeStefano, who was completely railroaded by the Adventist Church also.
Well, we're going to stop you here. We're going to break. We're going to talk about this in depth. A lot of this I know about. We'll be right back. Call us 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, we're back, and this is Deanne, Late Night with Deanne. Caller is 800-313-9443, and we're talking to Barbara about this medical nightmare. A woman that was working in maternity, can you imagine this, gets kicked in the face by a patient by mistake, because the woman, you know, was in labor, tried to get assistance, medical assistance, from the same hospital she works for, basically denied the right to service, but not openly, just kind of like, oh, go home, lay down, whatever, you'll be all right, you know, who cares, and then goes through this horrific experience from 1994 up until current. Now, again, this is abuse through insurance companies, this is abuse through the judicial system, this is abuse through every legal means out here, and it's been running rampant in this country. Again, I know about these things because I used to manage a nursing registry. I worked for these people that she's talking about in their offices doing things, and I'm not going to talk about it. I worked in the judicial system, and I've seen a lot over the years, especially with people that I've had on my broadcast and the others that have been around. This is not something uncommon. Well, the question is, what are we going to do about it? Now, this is the whole quagmire of the nightmare she's in. She works inside a system that is telling you that you, the employer, has to pay workman comp. Workman comp is highly expensive insurance that employers are supposed to have in case of injury or something happens to an employee on their on the employment site, that is. Now, again, I don't know if there's, you know, I would have to find a couple out there, but most people that have tried to apply for workman's comp has gone nowhere. Most employers are hurt really bad, but then if they're really sophisticated in this, got lobbyists, got control of people in the healthcare industry, have money paid out back door to judicial processes and things, then these cases are basically allowed to basically go into the level that Barbara's talking about. And it is not only common in California, but all across the country. Now, the thing with Barbara's case is the fact that up until this point, she hasn't really had any medical treatment. So imagine if you were working someplace, folks, and somebody happened to kick you in the head and you lose your teeth the next day and you try to get some type of help or medical treatment and you're denied because you're kind of like in between this insurance game that they play. It's kind of like the military men coming back from Iraq right now. They're in the same game. They come back and these illnesses they have are not considered illnesses because they're kind of like in the state of the beginning of Agent Orange. You know, it's not really a disease. It's not really this and that and the other. So we can't cover it or we can't look into it because it's not something earmarked within the law of what the language is written in the insurance industry as something coverable as a situation of illness or injury. And this is the whole thing. Again, our tax dollars are going to this, and it's a fraud. It's fraudulent when you go to court and the court system is sitting there and ruling that if you file a lawsuit, you become a victim to the laws of the making world. And that's what basically they're saying. And that she's problematic. Don't hear her. She has no rights. So they victimize you without having health. But the politicians tell you they're fighting for your health. And then behind that, you go into a situation that you try to get the money from the insurance carriers and companies. They have all this money behind them. You don't get anywhere because they got lobbyists and lawyers and stuff, and they crank the wheel behind the judicial system, and you get nowhere. Nowhere. And then you get bankrupt and sicker at the end. Now, that's what's happening. Barbara, am I hitting on that? And I want to bring David in on this as well. But Barbara, am I kind of explaining what you
You're hitting the nail on the head. That's exactly what happens. And the amount of money, we're talking the Adventist health system. We're talking the Adventist church. We're talking people that have tons of hospitals. They have the resources to treat me, and they still won't do it. And they've probably spent hundreds and thousands of dollars fighting me when they could have, even my own doctor said, they could have treated me real quickly, real efficiently. I could have gone back to work. I could have maintained my financial independence, and my kids would have had a halfway decent life. Instead, they stick me on the side of the road, and that's where you're stuck. And I absolutely refuse to give up. Because the word's got to get out there. The word has got to get out there. The masses have to be whipped up, and people have to understand. And this is a healthcare organization. This is a church that makes over $1 billion a year worldwide.
But
healing.
I want to stop you here on this too. It's not only advocates. It is Adventist healthcare. It has. See, back in the old days, hospitals were owned by individual healthcare people or individuals or whatever. What they have done now, Barbara, is they have taken and clumped together big blocks of hospitals across the United States. They're either Advocant hospital healthcare facilities. They're either connected with the Catholic Church. There are a few private ones that are out there. And there's one other one that I guess escapes me right now, but it's like four components that they have created this big, huge conglomerate of hospitals that answer to nobody but themselves. We'll talk more about this when we come back from break.
Oh. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
That's great. It starts with an earth.
Hi, we're back, and this is Late Night with Deanne, and we're here with Barbara, and I'm going to bring Dennis on now. Dennis, are you there?
Dennis or David?
Oh, David. David. I'm sorry. David? David, are you there? Oh, I thought David called in. John, do you have anything you want to ask Barbara here? We're waiting for David to call in. Not sure if he is.
Well, I can expound on workman's comp. I'm an exact case of it. And in New York State, we have the same problems. I had a 10-ton bulldozer fall on me back in 1992, and I worked for my family corporation of the family farm. Was my father and I are the stockholders. And when it got said and done, because I was paying $14 a hundred instead of $18 a hundred for a premium of comp, they said that I wasn't paying a laborer's rate and I shouldn't have been doing laborer's work, so they were going to renege on paying or actually fine us back for the $25,000 that was of my salary in the hospitalization. And when it got said and done, they changed that story because the our Dairy Lee Corporation was paying the workman's comp in Pennsylvania at a rate of $6 a hundred for farmers. And so they proved outhandedly that the $1,800 or $18 per hundred was a erroneous number, even though New York State says they balance their numbers according to the expense. And so they were able to negotiate with New York State back in 1995 for $7 approximately a hundred. And at that time, they told us that the numbers were so huge that in 3 years at $7 a hundred, we would have such a bank account that the interest from the bank account would pay our premium for the rest of our farm lives. And so we'd have no comp, workman's comp premium. Now, I just paid my comp this year, and I think it's 7% still or something of that nature. And so they're still stealing from us 7%, which they don't have to do. And other insurances, such as our, say, our vehicle insurance for the farm, has been orchestrated. We used to be part of your household homeowner's insurance, where if you had a farm vehicle, you'd just attach it to your homeowner's insurance policy for like a nominal fee of $5 or something. And I understand since when that was initiated, where they changed it to where you had to have a regular plate. And now get this. Now, when I chop corn, I need my trucks for about 2 to 3 weeks out of the year. I have to register my trucks for the full year at 50% of what a commercial truck would be. So I have to pay like $1,000 insurance approximately per truck to use them for 3 weeks out of the year. And I can't just take it for that 3 weeks. I have to have it for the whole year. And, again, it used to be $5. And so here we have an orchestration, again, of huge insurance increases. And as we see the numbers of, like, government being, they're receiving at least three times fold of what they need to operate on, and then they lie about it and say they're out of money, is a complete lie and a complete controlling factor. And there again, my workman's comps, the doctors, even though I had a broken right ankle, I literally had a 10-ton John Deere 450B with a scarf around it full of mud, fall 10 feet, and the roll cage hit me from my toes to my neck. It literally fit between my chin and my toes, blew my head up like a balloon. The Lord God is the only thing that saved me, and he gave me a mission of doing exactly what I'm doing here on this radio program, of giving truth and giving justice out there, I guess. And you wouldn't know that I was hurt today because I'm pretty physical. I can't bend like I used to bend. I mean, when I go to the bathroom, I have to sometimes sit right back down and do it again because I don't have good control and those kind of items. And, I don't get me wrong. I have aches and pains, man, in my ankles and knees and forearms and stuff. I have arthritis problems. But because I treat myself right and eat right and practice good virtue and apply myself, I'm fairly strong. But well, I receive zero from workman's comp.
I just want to stop you for a second. Barbara, are you trying to say something here?
Well, what it is, I totally agree. I mean, on everything John just said, and it's the same thing here. I mean, it's with the grace of God that I'm still here. I mean, for 14 years I'm walking around, and every time I turned my head, my whole left side would go numb. And come to find out afterwards, I got a vertebrae stuck in my spinal cord. I mean, it just scared me to death, but that's not fixed now. But still, like John said, the same thing. You know, you try and stay fit, you try and eat right, you try and live a decent life, and you're still here to talk about it. And in the meantime, the insurance companies they gather up all this money and they rake you over the coals. And it doesn't matter which way you look, it's getting worse and worse. And the population has to stand up and say no to this. In California, we have this real big problem with self-insurance plans. Self-insured plans. These are people that basically, like the Adventist Health System, have so much money in the kitty that the state tells them, hey, you can be self-insured. They run their own workers' comp. There's no third-party administration. There's no oversight. There's no regulation, and they run amok. And I'm not the only Adventist case out there. There are several cases out there where these people, 9, 10, 11 years, don't get any treatment, and this is from a hospital system.
Well, the thing is really bad, too, is the failure to diagnose. And you know about that as being a nurse. And the bottom line is when you go into the emergency room, as you did, and I've gone through this countless numbers of times, and three of those issues are the same hospital chain you're talking about. I went in and I had a side effect from a medication I was taking for blood pressure. And it was changed over to another blood pressure medication that I didn't know that I had allergic reactions to. And it caused me to have a situation that I started bleeding from everywhere. Didn't know, you know, at the time the side effect thing was out in the press like it is now. Ended up in the hospital. They gave me the wrong meds, failure to diagnose. Ended up with a diagnosis of congestive heart failure. And the thing was that because of the amounts of insurance companies that are tied directly into this lobbyist monster that's connected to even the fiber of the so-called legal and / political scene in my area, which is Chicago, you get nowhere. I went to the State Board of Hospitals and filed complaints. They told me it wasn't timely. I went and I filed within the time frame. I filed within the office of the lieutenant governor. They looked into it, allegedly stalled off on it, didn't do anything, was not within the time frame. So the thing is that they stall your case off because in the back door, most of these people get paid through the insurance companies because the insurance companies are the ones that pay at election time for their campaign. So
that's
you have
exactly
this
right.
huge situation of fraud going on because everybody that is in these damn political arenas and stuff are getting backdoor cash from these places to make sure that they get into office the next election. Am I not right?
Exactly right. That's exactly right, because that basically happened in California after Governor Schwarzenegger was elected. AIG ended up sending him a check, and it's just horrible because the people, the average blue-collar worker, that all we want is our medical care, get fixed, and get us back to work, and they don't do that. They just harass you. They chase you around. They put investigators on you. They drag your cases out. They fill you up with drugs. You know, you're in so much pain. This happened to me. I became a walking pharmacy. I'm the first one to admit it.
Hey, I had 78 pharmaceutical drugs I was taking at one time. And it was supposed to have been for allegedly congestive heart failure. And each one of them had side effects. And each one, I told them explicitly I was allergic to this one particular thing. And about six of them had that in it that I took for 2 years. And I almost died. And the thing is, if you die, then there's no problem for them anymore. They're happy if you die. Because that way they don't have to pay anything.
That's exactly right, and that's basically the saying we have in California is that you delay, hope they go away, then you deny, and you hope they die. And
wait a minute. Was that a play on words? Because we have one. Ken Lay of Enron died, and they forgave all his debt. Remember?
Yep.
Delay.
These are
physicians that I work with that have come to me and said, you know, Barbara, they go, this is what they're trying to do to you. They delay and hope you go away, and then they're going to deny and hope you die. And in my case, I just haven't gone away, and I will not go away because I don't feel Medicare should be paying these horrendous costs. And my dental work, I have a $75,000 dental work outstanding that who on earth is going to pay this? I'm not going to put this burden on the taxpayer. The insurance company or the Adventist health system is going to pay this bill. And I don't have health insurance. I can't get health insurance. I have Medicare. And Medicare doesn't cover these kind of injuries. They don't cover arthritic injuries. They don't cover dental work. They don't cover vision problems that arise out of taking all these drugs. And then when I go ahead, I mean, one of the things you can do, you can get a Medicare set-aside done where the government looks at all these medical documents and says, okay, it's going to take this much money to fix you up and put this in a kitty and we'll take care of it. They don't even want to do that. I mean, it doesn't matter which way you go. And the saddest thing about it is ever since 2000, I have had court orders that tell the Adventist health system to pay these bills, and no judge has the balls to sanction them or to put them in contempt of court for not paying the bills and not paying the penalties.
Well, the thing is, in the sanction thing, since 2000, since this presidential nightmare happened, they have not done any sanctioning I know of in these courts, except for if it's in play that assists them on the back end.
Exactly.
I have seen so many nightmares in the judicial system, and, you know, not working necessarily in that, but also hearing from everyone across the country that's contacted me about their lawsuits. There was one that happened in Illinois with Edgewater Hospital. This was when the U.S. Attorney Fitzgerald hit the basis of being the best thing we had since Elliot Ness in Chicago. He came here. There were three patients that died in Edgewater Hospital from failure to diagnose and continuously giving them care for treatment that they did not need for things they never had. So anyway, these three patients all died in Edgewater Hospital. On their death, there was an investigation and autopsy and found out that they had abused these patients by giving them wrong treatment and wrong medication. So anyway, it went before a federal judge, who is chief circuit judge, Haldeman, in Illinois. It was heard before him, and the thing is that on the other side of the case was Henshaw and Culverson, where Judge Haldeman's wife works as a, I guess, a law clerk or whatever she does there. So the interesting thing was there was a huge battle that went on for almost about 3 months in regards to Judge Haldeman recusing himself from the case, and he refused. And then these three patients that died happened to be working in the hospital that on the board there was at least six or seven judges that were in control of the board. So therefore, the case was tainted. Should not even have been heard in the Seventh Circuit. Should not even have been addressed in the Seventh Circuit. But see, these are the things that go on because, see, the people get backdoored with a whole lot of money. And that's why in Illinois they had the issue of Graylord going on because the judicial process was rotten from the core back there in the late 60s and 70s. It stopped for a minute while the people were looking, and it's back to where it was before. And the thing is now the disease has been rampant throughout every court system, and they can do things like they've done to you, basically use the judicial system to prosecute you because they are taking away your right and freedom to go against them when they've done something corrupt. And this needs to stop.
That's exactly right, and I totally agree with that. And the question is, the word has to get out to the population, has to get out to the listeners, and people have to educate themselves, and we have to continue educating them because this is just nothing. I mean, when the defense attorney in my case on my workers' comp, when he says he doesn't get documents, although I can prove that they were delivered to him by the U.S. postal system because the postmaster even wrote on the envelope that he tried three times to deliver it, and he goes ahead and says, oh, he never got it, he never saw it, and he gets away with that, and I write to the Postal Commission on fraud issues, and no one looks into it. No one looks into it. Everything I have brought forth in any of my claims has all been black and white, and it's all right there. Nothing's been grabbed out of the sky. And the entire judicial system just railroads you to nothing.
And then you go to try to get a lawyer. Okay, I remember when this changeover happened back in the 80s, around the late 80s and 90s, word started going out to these ambulance chasing / attorneys. And then they started changing around what cases they would handle and investigate in regards to medical malfeasance or medical malpractice. And now, you go there with an actual case showing evidence, they won't take it. Because they're also being told not to. Is that what you're running into?
That's what I'm running into in California. In California, the biggest thing is if you try and get an attorney for workers' compensation and you show the attorney, here is the fraud, or you go to the district attorney or anything, as soon as you start ruffling feathers, the attorneys kick back, they make mistakes, they screw up your case, so you go to the next one. Well, in my case, I've had three attorneys. Well, once you've had three attorneys and you've had to get rid of these attorneys, the court judicial system turns around and goes, well, this person must be terrible to work with. She's had three attorneys. But that I actually had to get rid of three attorneys because one of them got paid off underneath the table, which I know for fact because it was told to me, and the other one just didn't do the job, and the other one just got me the award, and then I couldn't even get it enforced. I mean, for God's sake, what is this person supposed to do?
Well, John knows about that, too, getting a situation of a settlement in the court stating that you won your case and there was a finding of something illegal, and then on the back door they don't give you any money. So what's the point of the lawsuit? The whole thing is you're paying and struggling and paying lawyers, countless numbers of lawyers, and they force you to have lawyers now. They're telling you don't have any judicial right, even under the Constitution, the amendments, the laws in your state. They'll say that you have the right to file a case pro bono. They come back and tell you you have no right to do that. You're acting as a lawyer. John, you want to say something on that?
Oh, absolutely. First off, when my corporation had the initial lawsuit, they said I couldn't represent myself, even though I'd caught my lawyer changing the minutes of deposition and losing stamped documented evidence for over 7 months, and the Bar Association found nothing wrong with that. I turned in, I asked for the information of how the New York State Insurance Fraud Department wrote their report that there was no problem, and they had destroyed all the evidence submitted to them within a 2-year period, which is a violation of law. And when I went to Elliot Spitzer's office, they mocked me. And I actually feel I've had 3 threatening phone calls, and I think it's coming from their office. And when I turn that in for, you know, Homeland Security, they tell you that any incoming calls, they don't have record of that through the phone corporation. But the following day, because the Lord's with me, they give me an article to where all the phone calls since 9/11 have been recorded on both sides. So they have the information. I submit that to them, and they just refuse to respond.
We're going to commercial, John. We got to stop here for a minute. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the 1-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is
allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Back, and we're here with Barbara and John, and we're talking about this nightmare again, focusing back on the court system. You go figure. John, you were saying something before the break. You want to continue?
When I've tried to follow up, as Barbara's done, I've done my homework well, and I've gotten to where I record all my recordings now, and it's gotten interesting. The New York State Insurance Fraud Department, which, you know, they advertise out there, and I consider all these departments a wall of stop for you. So when you're an individual trying to get justice, they put these supposed justice systems out there, and they what they do is they block you. They give you a big fat no of a response. They label you somehow. Your insurance rates are like my taxes on my farm were tripled. Even though my farm has been caved in and I'm out of operation, comparatively to other farms that are a little bit bigger than I am, I'm paying over double the taxes they're paying. They've taken my credit card in like 1 month. I had a year ago, January approximately. They raised my, even though I have an $18,000 credit level and I've always paid my bills, I might have been 1 month late, maybe. And I paid off a $10,000 debt against that for that I had for running for over 2 or 3 years. And never reneged on them, never gone bankrupt, even through all this hardship. They had me at 96.93% interest. And I turned that into the Bureau, you know, the FCC, and they get it reduced to 30%. But it's like, you know, no one's guilty of anything. This just continues. I have the OP office, which is the Professional Standards of Licensing, and I have all their laws and dictation and whatnot. I have the insurance laws of definition of law. I show where they perjured in court. I show where they changed minutes of court. I show where they've withheld documentation and changed laboratory work. And when the OP office says, oh, you know, they're saying perjury is definitely a crime, and I show where it's listed as a crime of their licensing, and I challenge their licensing, they find no problem. When I went to the Civil Liberties Department, because I went to the Federal Bureau of the Marshals, because they're the ones that arrest you, and they're starting to compartmentalize me and criminalize me now because I've burned up my retirement. They say I owe $220,000 of IRS taxes. And so I've gone to the Department of Enforcement that's going to arrest me, because I'm telling the IRS department that I'm going to stand my ground and I will defend myself because they're being criminal, and they're an association in the criminality of this. So now they're criminal. They don't see any reason for hardship. They don't see any reason of that I should have been able to pay this back if the law was enforced to where my lawsuit, even though I won negligence. And anyhow, it continues on to where it's just it's very downing. I mean, the Civil Liberties Department loses my paperwork. I have to send it to them again. I mean, I'm talking about 5 inches deep of paperwork, and they don't have it, and yet I get it verified.
John, I know you're frustrated, as we all are, because there is so many people, whistleblowers, individuals out here like Barbara with the health care thing, people out here that have filed complaints in regards to everything, traffic, and you can imagine, have gotten nowhere because of this judicial nightmare. Now, we got Barbara back. Can you hang on after break, and we'll be right back with you?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to the top part of the second hour, 800-313-9443.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic